Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come on, make it.
I'm making it.
Johnny is getting ice cream.
You're just jealous because you're too fat for ice cream.
We're waiting for the... Heating to go off?
Heating? I don't know why the heating's on in this weather.
This is outtakes. This isn't the official start of the podcast.
Mm. Are you just enjoying that, mate?
I am. It's nice, good ice cream, isn't it? Yeah.
What is it? What flavour is it? Salted caramel, is it? That seems to be everywhere these days.
I think it's just toffee or something.
Salted penis?
Word.
Oh. That's gone off and you're eating now. That's great.
I know, yeah.
Stay in. This can be extra content, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we'll need it because it's my episode.
That's definitely true, isn't it? But we've not actually introduced the show. Perhaps this should come on pre-jingle.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just giving you editing tips, mate.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine in and of itself.
Mm.
But are people still going to listen? If it just starts with me a million miles away making a bowl of ice cream while the heat and whirls in the background.
I think so. Hmm. If they stick with it.
Well, you know what?
It's like anything. It needs time to grow, to be nurtured, to come through, to be better.
Like an erection.
Yeah, it's not really the analogy I was going for.
I mean, basically, this bit's pre-cum.
Nice. You chuffed at that one, higher.
Yeah.
There you go. So much you can get in your mouth. Ice cream, I mean. You dirty
mess. No, because it'll hurt my brain.
No, go on. It'll hurt your brain?
Yeah.
What's fucking left of it?
Right. We're going to do this thing then.
You're eating ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Keep going, go on. Johnny's episode this week, I will remind you all of that. So, did have to get some... cue card, shall we say, of information. No doubt Johnny will be peering at that.
No, I've got some, thank you.
Animals that work to follow.
Yep.
As well, because obviously we need some content. A couple of things I'll be running over. Do you want to see what I wrote down? Right, so this is what I wrote down.
Yeah.
Animals that work.
Mm-hmm.
Polar bear. Ooh, little teaser.
Oh.
White collar boxing.
Yep.
The best goal I've ever scored.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny buying luxury items.
Mm-hmm.
Dog cafe.
Yep.
And pilot. Pilot thing not being like a TV programme, unfortunately. More so...
No, we're not doing a pilot.
I mean like an actual aeroplane pilot. You know, a guy who talks to you.
Alright.
It just has like... we're going to land and here's the temperature. Why do you need to know the temperature of somewhere where you're landing?
So you know what to prepare yourself for.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
The local temperature is 35 degrees and the time is 8:17 a.m. Like, no one gives a shit, really.
You know, can you hear me scraping my ice cream, by the way?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I quite like the idea we're doing. This is like a little content section before the music, though.
Yeah, do you like that?
Mm.
Full of ideas.
I think I've got two scoops left.
Two scoops, listeners. Do it, do it, do it. That means one more.
Mm.
You'll lick the fucking bowl of yours, won't you?
Well, I've been fucking famished today.
So, as you may have heard on our last episode, towards the end of our last episode, we've got a speaker now, so it picks up...
Got a speaker microphone, Matt.
It picks up... whatever. It picks up a mouse's fart, basically. So, anyway, that was a little teaser for today's episode.
Yep. We're
gonna get on with the show.
Let's. Hi there, guys. Thanks for listening to our introduction. This is the Get Fact podcast, and my name is Jonathan.
And my name's James. Why are we speaking really fast?
I don't know. I just thought it might be an interesting way to do things for a bit.
Yeah, no, but you, if anything, we can't keep it up. It's too high intensity.
So well, the thing is, James, do you know why I spoke too fast there?
Why did you speak too fast?
Because I have got that many fucking facts.
Right. You need to cram them all in.
Yep.
Let's hope so.
But before we get on to the facts that I've got so many of, can I hear you putting your phone down, mate?
Sorry.
Sorry, guys. It's going to take us a bit of time to get used to this new technology we've got.
Why are you scratching your belly then?
Because I've been bitten to fuck. I've seen all my arms and that.
Who's been biting you?
Bugs.
Oh, that could have been a perfect segue and you ruined it.
What? Oh, who's been... Oh, bitten by vampires, thank you.
You've been bitten by a vampire?
Yeah.
Wow, that brings on nicely
to be fair, it feels like I have been. Have you seen the size of them?
Yeah, I'm not touching
them. They're all up my fucking back, all up my legs.
Well, so you got bed bugs?
Yeah.
Could be bed bugs.
Could be. Could be something. I think it's that fucking cat keeps coming in.
It's not fucking letting it in. You've not got a cat flap. What's your excuse?
It sneaks in when I have a cigarette.
How does it sneak in?
Because it pushes the fucking door open because it's a bastard.
Right. So when you see, when you see it approach your front door.
Yeah, I do. I say no, not today. Sorry, Tifa's in bed.
No, you scare it off. You don't do that. You scare it off. It won't do it again.
Can't scare them off.
Or do what all women do and just have like empty plastic bottles of water in the garden. Apparently that scares them.
What does?
Apparently that's a thing. Like a big 2 litre bottle of like fizzy pop.
I've got some fizzy pop empty there.
Yeah, right. Take the label off it. Yeah. Fill it with water. Put it outside your door. Apparently it scares cats. I've seen old people with it in the garden.
Oh, right, that's
I don't know
bizarre.
What the science is behind that. Maybe that's a fact for next week that I'll learn.
Maybe it is.
Maybe.
Before we get on to the facts, though, yeah. I've got a question for you, James.
Yeah, go on.
Why did I, the other day, go to work looking like I'd shit myself at the front?
I don't know. Good question, I suppose. Did you leave a chocolate in your pocket or something?
Nah, better than that, mate.
Well.
You're going to like this story, well, I think. Right, because it shows a level of, I don't know, would you call it genius, ingenuity? Resourcefulness.
Well, that it makes you look like you shit yourself.
Well, yeah, but that
why would that be a sign of genius?
Well, you'll see. So, you know that day we went to the pub?
Yeah.
And I forgot to put a wash on, didn't I?
Yeah, had you forgot to put one on?
Yeah, I'd forgot to put it on.
Right.
So then I had to put it on overnight, but with a timer, so that it was like ready for me getting up the next day, so it hadn't been sat in all overnight.
Yeah.
Right, dead clever that, setting a timer when you do your washing.
Yeah.
Right. Woke up, didn't I?
Yeah.
No dry underpants.
Right, okay.
What do you do when you've no dry underpants, James?
Go commando?
Nope.
Just put on an old pair that aren't too smelly?
Nope.
Turn them inside out, an old pair? No.
Nope.
Don't know, Johnny, what do you do?
Microwave them.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah.
Your underpants.
Yeah. And you know what? Fucking worked. The reason it looked like I'd shit myself because I pulled them out just before they set on fire.
Right, okay.
They just started going like brown and tinged.
Yeah.
And I pulled them out.
So have you got them here now? Have we got evidence?
Are
you
wearing them? I'm not wearing them now.
We could get a picture for the podcast, for the Twitter page.
Yeah, do I have a picture?
I mean, you don't have to have one right now. I'm just saying, is that something we can do? Did the buttons not frazzle? Did it have buttons on it?
I don't have ones with buttons on
them.
No
mate. Buttons. No. Do you go over the fence then, as they say?
Yes, I do, yes.
You go over the fence? Yeah. Okay. How long would you say an average pair of boxer shorts take in a microwave? Does it say sort of 2 minutes and then you stir them and then...
You can see that. I'm just showing James the picture there. You can see where they're just about starting to singe.
It looks like you've shat yourself.
Yeah, luckily that was all down the front, so...
Luckily, the girls weren't ripping your pants off you that day, trying to get near your cock.
Well, you know how they normally do, because I'm so fucking handsome.
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to be slurping now on this podcast like you've just been...
Yeah, my podcast slurp if I want.
Johnny's just been to a well-known brand of fast food takeaway.
Yeah,
might sound like a farmer.
You didn't get along in the drive-thru, did you?
No, you bullied me in the drive-thru, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Called me fat in the drive-thru, and the lad was laughing. He should get sacked for that.
What, for calling you fat?
No, he should remain impartial, and he laughed.
I mean,
then when you pull around the corner and you realise I wasn't that fat and that you've got tiny eyes, I think that threw him as well.
I mean, I don't think he noticed my eyes, mate.
Because he went, oh, you can't pay, you have to pay cash or you can't use your PIN. Oh, it's contactless.
You know why he's not like, you know
and,
what?
And he was like, oh my God, are his eyes contactless?
No, you know what he said, mate? He said, you can't use your PIN because you're not allowed pins in case you pop that fat bastard.
No, he said contactless or something. And you were like, oh yeah, yeah. Because Johnny has been fucking contactless mad recently, which brings me on nicely before we go on to the topic.
Nope.
Have you...
I'll put my fact away, listener.
Buying luxury items, Johnny.
I have.
Things probably living beyond your means, we could argue.
No, not really.
No?
I've just trapped myself.
Okay, because this is all new, isn't it?
Yep.
That's new.
Worth it, though. We've just listened back to the sound test of this. Oh, it's crisp. Absolutely worth it.
Crisp. It's like when you see the stands where they have like TV and they say this is HD and this isn't.
Yeah. What'll happen is halfway through that last episode about curry, you'll realise that suddenly we sound mint.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still shite what we're saying, but at least it sounds better.
It's bollocks, but it's, you know, it sounds all right, doesn't it? So what have you got? Come on, so you got a drum kit, yeah?
Yeah.
So you spunked someone in a drum kit.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Bought television.
Why?
Because I couldn't see the writing on my PlayStation.
What do you mean on your PlayStation?
So when I was playing on my PlayStation, right, and it comes up saying like, oh, press this to do something, or when you go into your inventory to see what guns you've got on that.
I don't think that's the TV size.
Can't read what anything is. Well, it was either the TV size or the TV quality.
No, I think because kids in their bedrooms will have smaller TVs.
Yeah.
And yet they would still be able to read the instructions. You've obviously not had it on the correct setting to fill the screen, have you? And you should know that.
No, I could read it. It was there. I could see that it was there, but I couldn't make out what the letters were.
Oh, right, so it's your tiny eyes letting you down again.
Yes, my tiny eyes, yeah.
So you need to get a TV to justify your tiny eyes and make yourself feel a little bit better.
Yes. Yourself.
And obviously, all these items just scream out small penis, don't they? If you pull up, to pick me up next time in a sports car...
Yep.
Then I'll know definitely you've got some sort of penis envy issues.
I'll tell you now, mate, I've got an absolutely tiny cock. It's literally good for now.
Is it good for measuring small items, do you think?
Yeah,
Say, banana for scale. It's like Johnny's penis for scale, this ant looks tiny.
Yeah.
Johnny's penis for scale, look. The ant's laughing at it. Stuff like that.
Yeah, basically.
Speaking of ants, one of them's in rehab now, aren't they?
Ant and Deck.
Yeah, I think it's Ant. Is Ant the one with the big forehead?
Yeah, five head.
Prescription painkillers in rehab for it.
Oh, fuck.
Good luck to him, I suppose.
Yeah, that is a nice lad.
What's little Deck going to do about him?
He'll be visiting.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Can I stay over? I'm proper lonely.
Right, nah. So, while we're speaking about hospitals, right?
Yeah.
Someone said to me the other day, why do they paint all hospitals mint and white? And there's a reason for it.
Is there?
Yeah. I thought you might know.
No.
Right.
Do you know?
No, I assumed you know.
What the
you
fuck is that?
What?
What? Were you trying to lead me on to something?
No, just curious.
You're giving me half a statement now.
Yeah.
They paint all hot. I don't think that's true. They paint them all mint and white.
Well, if you think back, they are all that colour, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't think they are.
Like a minty, bluey, greeny colour?
A minty, bluey, greeny colour?
Yeah, and white.
But you've given us half a statement.
Should I Google it?
I don't know why you've done this. I think it's a myth.
Yeah, well, they'll find out.
Who said this to you, by the way? Was this Jay?
No, it wasn't. Definitely wasn't Jay. No. Why do they
paint? Why do birds suddenly appear
every time you are near? Just like me, they lost me.
This is copyright.
Close to you.
This is copyright infringement.
Right, now here we go. Right.
Just if you're new to this podcast, get used to Johnny doing that while he's going through his facts later on. Let me just scroll through the horse shit.
Why are hospitals colours green and blue?
Green and blue now, is it?
Yeah, well,
not green.
Green,
and white.
Green. No, like the white on the walls, and then always with a green stripe.
So you're saying, this way to the maternity ward, is that what you're on about?
You are.
I don't get what you mean by the theme. You're saying, Stella McCartney's gone round and,
No, you sat there, you're in A&E.
Well, and Boeing's gone round and sorted out the furniture, and it's all mint.
You're in A&E, right? Yeah. You're looking at the wall.
Yeah.
Right, it's got all that plastic trunk and goes around the middle of the wall.
I can't see the wall, because I'm in A&E, my eyes are bad.
Right, well, you're in A&E with a dodgy ear,
oh.
Right? Who said that? And you've got that plastic cladding they put on the walls.
Right.
Yeah. It's always green.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Because you're saying that like that's a matter of fact.
Yeah, it is. And there's loads of websites about it.
Right, but what are they fucking saying about it, Johnny?
But I'm trying to read, but you're banging on at me, aren't you? Why do hospitals only use green clothes?
Not fucking right. Closed. We didn't say
no,
closed.
But it'll be the same for the walls.
No,
won't
it won't be. Go on, tell us why, Johnny. Is it because it's all made up in your mind?
Right, so, no, this is the reason.
Oh, here we go.
Right.
Whew, is everyone seated for this?
Red and green colours lie on the opposite sides of the colour wheel. This means there is no such colour as a reddish-green or a greenish-red. So you get like a bluey-greeny colour.
Yeah.
You can't get a reddy-greeny colour.
Right.
Right. So the contrast between the red and green, it makes it look easier to look for blood. So Okay. Basically, blood shows up better on it.
That's on the fucking clothing.
Yeah.
They're not encouraging people to piss blood out on the fucking walls, are they?
Yes.
Think about what you're saying to me.
Right, well...
I tell you what we've not done for a while that you could do.
What?
Shit, we couldn't be bothered to Google correspondent.
Anthony! Are you there? Are you still our friend, Anthony?
I think he is.
Is he?
I see him on Twitter occasionally. I don't see him personally.
If you're still our friend, can you Google while the paint hospital's green and blue, please? Green and... mint and white, shut up.
Yeah, if you could do that for us, Anthony, I know you've never let us down before, that'd be great.
Yeah, so don't start now.
Anyway, let's get on with the show.
Anything else that you'd like to discuss before I...
Not right now, Johnny. Just hit me with some vampire facts. The topic is vampires, by the way. Johnny didn't tell us that.
Yes.
But it's vampires.
Do you know why I've chosen vampires today?
I don't know, go on.
Because I might be a vampire. It's quite possible I feel truly dead inside. See, it's good, isn't it, already, see? That is my best lyric,
you know,
about a vampire.
I mean, your eyes are probably designed to be out at night, to be honest. So that's believable.
Yeah.
And you're a bit of a goth, aren't you?
Or yeah.
You were.
Why else do we do vampires on this podcast?
I don't know.
Because it fucking sucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, like, hey, they beat themselves up about things. They're quite self-deprecating. We must listen more.
Hopefully.
Sorry, anyway.
Either that or it is just shite. Now, did you hear about the vampire that was written about in 1724?
I don't believe I did.
No, and you know what? No one did. Because the word vampire did not appear in English until 1734, when it was used in a poem called The Vampire of the Fens, a poem.
A poem? What's a poem?
A poem.
A poem?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I know what you're trying to say, but you're not saying it right. A poem.
What are you
What's
saying?
What's a poem, son? What's a poem? You mean a poem?
No, I mean a poem.
A poem?
Yeah.
He means a poem, everyone. Normal speaking people.
Right. One of the earliest accounts of vampires is found in an ancient Sumerian and Babylonian myth dating back to 4000 BC, which describes a Kimu, or a Dimu. Sounds like shooting stars.
A Dimu.
The Ikemu is a type of Urku or Utuka.
What are you saying now? You're just saying fucking noises now.
Yeah, so no, there was a...
This is just phonetics. Iku under Emu is a Fufu. What are you saying?
Right. There's a spirit that was not buried properly and it's returned as a vengeful spirit to suck the life out of the living. Yeah, sounds a lot like
sounds a lot like, go on, what are you saying?
It sounds a lot like someone I fucking know.
Yeah.
The first full work of fiction about a vampire in English was John Polidori's influential The Vampire, which was spelt with a Y and was incorrectly published under Lord
when
Byron's name.
When you say spelt with a Y, do you mean like instead of an I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a car pulling up outside?
Or a van, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear it.
To get you. The fucking wacky house.
Yeah, I can hear it in my headphones. Because we record with headphones on now that we're professional.
I mean, you say we. There's only one pair of headphones.
I'm getting a splitter next week.
Oh, okay.
We'll suffer together. I hate this. In vampire folklore, a vampire initially emerges as a soft, blurry shape with knee bones.
With knee bones? Is that bones of the knee?
No bones at all.
No bones.
No bones, yeah. He was bags of blood with red glowing eyes, and instead of a nose, he had a sharp snout that he sucked blood with. The original vampires, James, you heard it right.
Teeth, like.
No mouth, just sucked it with a nose.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. You want to be careful with that, really, don't you?
What? Teeth?
You want to be careful sucking things with your nose.
Yeah. I mean, Henry the Hoover does it a lot.
Yes, he does.
He's kind of carved a living out of it, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, is that annoying?
Well, it'll be picked up, no?
Yeah, fucking hell. If that vampire with no mouth or anything...
That one with no mouth or anything, yeah.
Yeah, if he could live 40 days, then he'd develop bones and a body and become much more dangerous and difficult to kill.
I mean, already I'm really into this, Johnny.
Well, you said you wanted me to do some research, which I've done.
What I said to you was, you're doing a topic and you said, I will do vampires. And I thought, let's throw him into the deep end and watch him struggle.
Yeah.
So that's what we're currently doing.
I'm doing really, really well here. 2009, a 16th century female skull with a rock wedged into its mouth was found near the remains of a plague village. Right? You know what they used to do?
Go on.
Right, basically, thought she was a vampire, so they bury her with a rock in your gob. Right? So you can't eat other bodies.
Okay.
You know, you come back to life as a vampire.
Yeah.
You've got your fucking mouth shut.
With a rock in your mouth.
Rock in your mouth, yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, they blamed female vampires on the bubonic plague as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're literally just scrolling through your phone now, aren't you?
No, I'm fucking lining up my research very shortly. Don't you worry about that. You're just telling us about vampires.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that? For an episode about vampires?
Nothing, you had a go at me.
Hey.
Jesus Christ, you're telling us about vampires, tell us about vampires.
Well, could you listen?
I'm listening.
But you're not, you're on your phone.
I know, I'm just getting the animals at work, so I should reach for later on.
Fine. Is it a vampire bat?
It's not a vampire bat, no.
Like vampire blood, like vampire bats deprived of blood into the New York City night we cry. I'm going to do songs about vampires, like, okay. Periodically.
Well, thanks for letting us know that after you did it.
Yeah. Well, but I did one at the start. I said they'd be coming.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. Well, I probably wasn't listening at that point.
Fucking hell. Right, the Muppet Vampire, Count Von Count, cue dodgy impression from James. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is based on an actual vampire myth. One way to supposedly deter a vampire is to throw seeds outside or place fishing net outside a window. The vampires are compelled to count the seeds or the holes in the net, delaying them until the sun comes up.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
So that's basically how you kill a vampire. You just chuck some seeds at it, it'll then count them, and then just wait for the sun to come and get it.
Has it got like OCD or something? It's a bit like Rain Man.
Yes.
But a bit slower.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd love bingo, wouldn't it, or something?
Oh, yeah.
Love a game of bingo.
Maybe that was what you would do, yeah? You'd play seed bingo.
Yeah.
Copernicus. Is that a flower?
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to get at.
Are we going to like do like types of seeds and like...
I feel like you've come out of like some sort of isolation chamber and you're just like not with it.
I feel like I'm in a bit of an isolation. I think it's these headphones. I think they're doing me head in.
Do you want me to wear the headphones?
I might... You might have to wear them for a bit,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'll wear the headphones.
You wear that? I'm very conscious of our sound.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's not very good, is it, considering you're doing a podcast?
I know, yeah.
I'll just close this down a bit, because your head's massive compared to mine. And long.
It is long.
Hopefully not like this vampire section of Johnny. Anyway, as we were...
Vampire legends may have been based off Vlad the Impaler.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. He had a habit of nailing hats to people's heads, skinning them alive, and impaling them on stakes. Not the type of meaty ones you get from your local dinner. Yeah, I went fucking stupid the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I went out for me dinner, right?
Yeah.
Sat there in the middle of a restaurant, decided to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Right?
On the table.
No, went actually to the toilet.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what though, mate, if I'd have gone on the table, at least it'd have been a fucking napkin to hand. Right?
Yeah.
I had to phone the pub's reception. and say, send some cunt in here.
No, you didn't.
Now, with no, fucking... I did.
You didn't.
I have to. I phoned the pub.
Where were you?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. The Bull's Head or something down the road, are you?
Right. So it was a pub, and you went for a shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the one toilet.
Right.
And there was no toilet paper. No,
but at that point, I mean, you already had a brown stain on the front of your undies. You could have just used them.
No, I couldn't.
So then you rang the hotel reception and said...
No, the hotel, the pub.
And you said, by the way, there's no loo roll, and I'm in the toilet, and I need loo roll.
Yeah.
So then they came in with loo roll.
Yeah.
You used said loo roll, and then walked out with everyone knowing you had had a shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what the best thing is?
Go on.
I said, you're going to have to send in here someone. I said, you're going to send someone in here. Now I was dead pissed off, right?
And you said, toilet and roll
sent in.
And he said, what's the peg for? And he said, the poor fuckers know who comes in here.
Well, they said, what must have been, the fucking glass collector came in. And he says...
the glass.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He says, what's the matter?
He went, fuck. The fuck is that? Well, go on, sorry.
No, I said, he said, what's up? I said, the problem is that I've had a shit and there's no fucking toilet paper, right? And he said, well, I mean, I can go and get you some blue roll if you like.
Not really.
Right?
Not the same.
Right? I said, I'll be honest, mate, I've got a lot of things planned for this afternoon, none of which can happen until I've wiped my ass. Some toilet paper would be a fucking delight.
I thought about you had to, like... sort of like substitute it. What have we got with us? We've got a hand dryer and we've got a tap. Could you maybe do a bidet with the tap?
Well, I felt dead bad afterwards because I was a bit of a dick to the lad.
Yeah.
And like, it's probably not his job to make sure the toilet paper is there.
There's a nutter in the toilet. What would I do? Oh, I'll just send the young kid in. Just send him in there.
Yeah.
So, what happened in the end? Did you get loo roll?
Brought me back some loo roll, wiped up, flushed it, so, and then job done.
Did he throw it over the top, roll it underneath?
No, I had to open the door. It was like a full door.
No, you didn't. Stop it.
So, yeah, I sit there with the door open on the toilet.
You bollocks out.
No, I was doing the cup. You know, you sit like that.
You covered up your dick.
You lean forward a bit, yeah?
Yeah. But, why was he...
He came into the toilet.
Johnny.
He came into the toilet.
Right, and then you sucked him off.
Yeah.
And then you wiped
and then I sent him for his toilet paper.
Right. Yeah.
No, he came into the toilet.
Yeah.
Knocked on the door. What's wrong?
So
he opened the door so I could shout at him.
No, but this is the thing. So you rang reception and said, I've had a shit. I need loo roll.
Yeah.
And then they must have panicked on the phone and gone... Something's happened in the toilet. Quick, send someone in. And he's going to go, what's happened? What, have you fell over? You're like, no, I'm fucking not. I need toilet roll. Really, what you should have done, they should have said to him, reception should have said to him, a guy needs toilet roll. Here is two lots of toilet roll. Go in there and just fucking give them to him. But instead, he's gone in there and gone, what? I can get you some blue roll. Unless, like, they were like, we need someone to go in the toilet. And he was like, leave it with me, blue roll.
Yeah.
And then you came out and had your meal.
No, this was after.
Okay.
Then I had my dinner and then I left. But I didn't want to pay at that point, but you already paid, so fuck it.
Who'd already paid?
You are?
Who are you going out
for? Me mate, who I was with.
Oh, yeah, your mate, is it?
Yeah.
Is it your mate, is it? And does she... Sorry, do they know that you're having a massive shit?
Yeah, because I whinged about it the entire way home.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's good that you can be like that with people.
Yeah.
Like that, you know. I suppose you've been intimate with them, you can talk about having a shit, can't you?
I suppose so, yeah.
It's not the end of the world, is it? Fair enough, as you were.
One of the most famous true vampires was Countess Elizabeth Bathory. Lizzie Batho to her mates.
Yeah. Lisbo, Lesbo.
She was accused of biting the flesh of girls while torturing them and bathing in their blood to retain her beauty. She was, by all accounts, a very attractive woman.
Oh, really?
Would you have that?
What?
If, like, Lance was proper mint, but the only way she looked that mint was by biting other girls and bathing in the blood.
Funnily enough, people are actually doing that now, you know, where they're selling blood as, like, face masks. Young people's blood as face masks and stuff for the rich.
Does 30 count as young, and how much for? Because I've got a telly and a drum kit to pay off.
Good point. Young is 30 young. If you're 60, it's young.
Yeah.
If you're 35, not so much.
Ah, shit.
Anyway, I'm glad to see you put your glasses back on. But yeah, no, if she... how fit were we talking? Was she gorgeous? Like,
basically, big female equivalent of me.
Nah, no, fuck that. No chance.
Mm. Hollywood and the ones in writing.
Yeah.
You know the ones, I mean...
You know the ones in writing, yeah.
You know,
ones.
Books and that.
Yeah.
Their vampires typically deviate from folklore vampires.
Of course they do. For bloody films.
For example, Hollywood vampires are typically pale, aristocratic, very old, need their native soil, and are supernaturally what? Beautiful.
Need their native soil?
Need their native soil.
Oh, right, okay.
And usually need to become bitten to become a vampire. In contrast, folklore vampires, basically anything before Bram Stoker, are usually peasants, recently dead, initially appear as shapeless bags of blood, and do not need any soil, and are often cremated with or without being staked.
Cool. While you're on the subject of Hollywood vampires, I've actually got a section here on the film Twilight.
Oh, I was going to do a bit about that, because they're all knobheads, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Twilight is where a woman flits between a vampire and a werewolf.
Yeah.
And she sort of uses, two of her favourite outfits, aren't they? Because she can't make her mind up, and she picks whichever one she fancies on the day, just given how she feels. Some facts on it. Originally, books written by Stephanie Meyer. And the idea came to her in a dream.
Yeah.
She remembered the exact date of the dream, June 2nd, 2003.
I can guarantee that's a lie.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fucking marketing lie if ever there was one.
The film debuted to $69.6 million when it was released, and at the time it was the biggest opening for a film with a female director. Robert Pattinson is a UK chap. R-Pats.
And went to school with Jack Whitehall.
Did he?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. He obviously is the lead in it, and he played the vampire.
He's the leader of the gang?
Yeah, we're on shaky ground now, if you're going to quote Gary Glitter, but...
Well, you know.
Yeah, he played the vampire in the films, and he claimed he would cry due to nerves at shooting topless scenes. Now, I've seen what he looks like. There's nothing for him to be ashamed of. What he needs to do is just embrace the fact that he's got quite a good body on him. You know what I mean? I think you'd fuck him.
I mean, if he wasn't all sparkly, I would. I don't like Twilight as a thing. I like proper vampires.
Right.
You know, Underworld, all them, like latex, bit of PVC.
Blade. Fucking,
yeah. You know, sexy vampires.
Yeah, okay.
Like the girl ones, ob.
He also said he would speak in an American accent. He said, I speak in an American accent when I'm talking to crowds because it separates me from my actual life. It sounds to me a bit pretentious.
Yes, it does. That sounds like a thing a prick would say.
Imagine we started doing this podcast in an American accent. I mean, not to say we've never done an American accent before.
No, High Octane Super Cops, for example.
Exactly, that is in the back catalogue. However, it sounds like a bit of a twat for doing that. There's some facts on Twilight I got for you there, mate.
Thanks.
I think Muse did a song for that film.
Did they?
I think so, yeah.
Well, that's not very amusing.
Oh, hey, have you got any more facts on vampires?
No.
Just as well,
I mean, I've got a website there with 40 facts on vampires if you want to have a look at that.
Unbelievable. A vampire, Johnny, is a being from folklore that subsists by feeding...
Oh, what do you call a vampire with a suntan? A baked bean from folklore. Oh, come on.
Right, okay. Yeah, they feed off people's life essence, generally in the form of blood, to keep them alive. Fears about vampires in Europe stemmed from concerns the dead could still harm the living from beyond the grave. Basically all it was, it's a misunderstanding of how bodies decompose. As a corpse's skin shrinks, its teeth and fingernails can appear to have grown longer. And as internal organs break down, a dark purge fluid, as they call it, can leak out of the nose and mouth. So this would be mistaken for blood, and people conclude that the corpse had been feeding on the living. So they dig up corpses...
Yeah, for a laugh.
And they'd be like, not
actually. All right, for sex.
It's a serious business, all right. Fucking, you know, necrophilia.
I'm in the way.
So then the fingernails would be longer.
Excuse me.
And the teeth would be out. I'm still talking.
Fine.
Start it all, finish. That's what I say to your mum as well, when your dad comes in. So yeah, when the fingernails are longer and the teeth are longer, it's because like the gums in it have shrunk in the mouth. And they go, oh my God, look, he's been out and he's full of claret. Mm. He must have ate someone. That's where it comes from.
You're finished now?
Yeah, finished now, as you were.
I'm in sadism, bestiality and necrophilia. Am I flogging a dead horse?
Hey! A 7-year-old skeleton from Sozopol, Bulgaria, was found with its teeth removed.
A 7-year-old skeleton?
700-year-old.
Oh, right, I was going to say.
Was found with its teeth removed and had been stabbed through the chest with an iron rod. Scholars suspect it was to... it was local townspeople that used that word as well, remember that?
Oh.
Townspeople, it's not something you hear every day. Doing it to warn off vampires and just say, hey, we'll kill you if you bite.
How come you've gone out to these little post-it note type things? Because is it because you left your book here last week?
That I'm tapping on my book now. I left that here last week. You did. So I had to do little post-it things. Is that alright with you, mate?
That's fine, yeah, they're just little, you know, at
you're
all.
Breaking the fourth wall there. Also, it's linked with outbreaks of plague. So again, people didn't understand illnesses and stuff. And if they were carrying around... Not
I've said that,
around,
I've said that
but
one,
dead
mate.
Bodies and stuff.
Said that one.
Linked to the plague and they'd say it was a vampire.
Said that one.
So that was vampires for us. Do we all feel better? Do we all feel like we've learnt something? Probably not. That's Johnny's topics for you.
Hey, I did well there. I did well there. The research was spot on that one.
Or maybe you live and you don't learn when it's Johnny's podcast. Who knows?
What was wrong with the research on there?
The fact that it felt like you'd read it... Right, okay, so this is the thing. I get my research, but I will also read through my research.
Right.
So there's a slight difference. Albeit it's written down, I've skimmed it, I've seen it, I've appreciated what's good and what's bad and kept the good and got rid of the bad. What you do is screenshot websites, then read it all.
Yeah.
So there's bits in there we might not even need.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I might just start texting people and say, can you do me a favour, send me some facts about vampires?
I mean, you could do
and
that.
And see what they all send me back.
That'd be nice. I mean, you've got enough of them on the go to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Animals at work, Johnny. Would you like to hear animals at work?
Yeah, I might even start putting the jingle back in now I've got that computer back out of its box.
Well, there's zero excuse. You should put the jingle on it, especially now we've got the nice new microphone.
Well, exactly. We could have, like, a proper one, couldn't we?
So this is animals at work. Okay, so, I mean, I'll be honest with you, when I started this, I thought there'd be more, didn't think it'd be slim pickings so soon into this.
Oh, you mean animals work as a thing?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, there's not that many that work in these days. I don't know if there's a bit of a lull in the market for it.
Well, Tory government, say no more.
Well, this is it. But there's a 2-year-old polar bear in Moscow Zoo called Nika, N-I-K-A.
Yeah.
The psychic polar bear, Johnny.
It's not a psychic... That's
it's
not a job.
It's a psychic polar bear, Johnny.
Does it get paid to be a psychic polar bear?
Well, this is what it's been doing. Now, the Confederations Cup, that's in the warm-up to the World Cup that will be in Russia. Right. It's been predicting the scores. So, remember Paul the Octopus?
Yeah, and then every time there's any kind of competition, they trawl one of these poor fuckers out, don't they?
Yeah, so the Paul the Octopus, right, he predicted World Cup matches in 2010. And he was quite accurate at it, right? Well...
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance every time, isn't it?
Nika, okay, the polar bear, has been predicting results. So, basically, they put out two sets of food. One's, like, got the German flag in it, one's got the Russian flag in it. Whichever it goes for first is the winner, right? Mm. It's been doing all right, but it did get some of them wrong. So, that's it, really. It's a little job. So, I mean, what I will say is, if you are...
That was the animals at work section.
That's animals at work. But I've not finished it yet. What I will do, just before you play the jingle, you're more likely to get an accurate reading from a polar bear than anyone that you're paying money towards as a sidekick.
Oh, right. Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
So, if it's like a woman with tarot cards.
Yeah.
You get the polar bear to read them because it'll just be as accurate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's it. Nika, animals at work. Psychic polar bear. Yeah.
Well, that was a delight, wasn't it?
So there you go. So that was that. What have you been up to this weekend, Johnny? I believe you were supposed to go to a dog cafe while I'm on the subject of animals.
Yeah, binned it off, mate.
You binned it off. You know a dog's for life, not just for a coffee.
Yeah, didn't go.
What happened?
Basically found out that it's an extra fiver to actually meet a dog. So I thought, fuck that. Went and bought a telly instead.
Sorry. When it's a dog, it's you mean like a four-legged animal, not a woman?
Yeah.
You had to pay a fiver to fucking see her. I didn't think I'd fucking bother. So it's an actual dog. Yeah. So it's not, they're not like knocking about
No, which I thought there were. You have
so what do they do? Put you in a room with a brew?
Basically, yeah.
Because I can imagine dogs not always social.
Depends on the dog, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Some dogs are very sociable.
Yeah, but I mean like as a group, in a pack, sort of
thing. Oh, right, yeah. I'd emerge as their leader.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. In the world of the blind, the one-eyed person...
The one-eyed man is king.
King is what they say, isn't it? What would it be for you then, in the world of dogs?
Johnny is the best.
Tiny Eyes is the king.
Yeah.
If you... This is something I think about too often, and I don't care to always admit this. If you, like, a post-apocalyptic world...
Yeah.
Would you have a dog as just like a companion, as just like your buddy? Or would you, like, use it to hunt things?
Oh, no, I'd just use my mate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look after little Tifa. Guard us while we sleep.
No, she'd be dead, mate.
Would you fuck? She'd outlive us all.
Johnny's tortoise, Tifa, would be dead.
Yeah, she'd outlive us all.
No, because I'd smash her head in for food.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Make a nice soup.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, no, and I'd just, as I'm, like, biting into her head, I'd just turn around at you and I'd go, you're fucking next. Like that.
It's quite sexy, that one. Scared. Can you say that a bit closer to the microphone so I can wank to it later?
You're fucking next.
Ooh.
That did sound weird. So you didn't go to the dog cafe then?
No.
You not plugged it then, really? Not really done... That was supposed to be your thing, I thought. I thought that's what you're going to bring to the table today.
No, literally. I did my story about having a shit.
Yeah. See, this could have happened at the cafe where you had a shit and blamed it on the dog.
No, but then I just used the dog to wipe me out.
I need a chihuahua in here, quick.
Preferably a brown one.
I've got blue roll. Not good enough. Where's that one with the shaggy coat? Just a fact on dogs. Scooby-Doo was designed on the concept of being a Great Dane, but a Great Dane that wouldn't meet show standards.
There you go.
Yeah, fact on... Fat there for you.
Yeah, very nice.
As we, you know, it is the Get Fat podcast, and you've chatted on about a non-realistic.
Don't know a story about a Great Dane.
Is it about Peter Schmeichel?
No, it's about the one who invented bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, basically the same joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know any actual Danish people.
As I did give a teaser for everything, we've discussed your luxury items, dog cafe. We've done that.
Mm.
The best goal I've ever scored, Johnny.
Yeah.
I'll talk you through it. Balls in the air. Two kick-ups on my right foot, yeah. Boof, boof. Flick it with my sort of my heel over the opposer's head.
I mean, the fact that you said the opposer,
wait for it. It comes nicely over in the air. It's almost in slow motion at this point. Ball falling nicely. I let it bounce just to take the sting out of the ball. It's on my weaker left foot. But if I get my knee over this could do well. Strike it on my left foot, bottom corner, mate. Absolute peach of a goal.
Who were you playing against, a fucking 4-year-old?
It was a mixed age group, the eldest being about 9, I believe.
Mm.
But it was the best goal I've ever scored. And it was smaller nets.
Oh, so, well, in that case, yeah, even more difficult, isn't it?
And I think, to be fair, because I got excited at the thought of, that I did blast it and it'd have been unfair. He'd have probably broke his wrist if he tried to save it. But, and when I said I flicked it in the air over his head, that's like waist height for most people.
Yeah.
But again, still the best goal I've ever scored in football.
Well, right? Well done.
So, yeah. Then I got knackered and stopped playing.
I can imagine,
it was a hot day.
Was it? Oh, yeah, not hot day, yeah. Hot day, fat lad, don't mix, do they?
Exactly. But I was banging in the goals for fun. White collar boxing. My mate did an event. Congratulations, Woody. He raised £700 for KO cancer.
Yeah, and Buzz was there cheering him on.
Away, there you go. So yeah, he lost his fight, but right, this is the thing I didn't like. He fought against the event organizer.
Right.
That's not fair, is it?
No,
because the other guy was like, "Oh, I've raised £1,400." He like did it all, and then turn up on the night. Unless you kill him, you're not gonna get the nod, are you?
No.
He leaves with St. John's, and it was a close one. We'll give it a draw.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a bit unfair, but he did well. He raised some money. Nice that he did that. Also, what happened during that fight, there was other fights like the undercard and stuff, and a bloke's, the sole of his shoe just like, you know, it's like flopping, like a flip flop, the sole of his shoe just gave way, and they had to like take a shoe off him and then put like a plimsoll under, someone threw it in. It was like a prison thing. It was literally like in a warehouse.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was legal. The money might not have gone to cancer research. Also, I nearly said on the night, cancer's the winner. But that's the wrong thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no, so yeah, this bloke's shoe broke. So he had to, like, he just had an odd, like, plimsoll on. And they said that they matched people up evenly, but the bloke was like 50-odd. And he was against, like, a teenage lad. And it looked like he was beating up his stepson. It looked a bit, looked a bit intense. And then there was another fight where there was a guy, and he's a Tyler from Blackburn. Round of applause, it's his debut tonight. And everyone's like, well, well done, he's raised a bit of money. Woo, you know, kudos for that. Brilliant. And his opponent tonight, he's done 4 tours of Afghanistan. I was like, this isn't evenly matched.
Yeah.
And safe to say, he got his head pummeled in. So I spent my weekend watching violence.
Well, you know,
and
what?
And beating kids at football.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do with your day-to-day life, mate, but...
I mean, generally, I just...
I tend to have a bit of fun.
I just drink and now play on my PlayStation and my drums, thank you.
Yeah. One last thing that I will touch upon.
And then... Pilots.
Yeah. So, this is what happened.
Is that when you go into the shop and they say, what type of pie would you like? And you go, lots.
Pie lots.
Lots of pie!
Just shout, lots. Yeah. No, so what happened was, and I'll just get rid of these now because I don't need them. So yeah, I'm sure I've mentioned before on the podcast, when I was in college, they used to try and get, like, so it's active listening, they'd make you do active reading, so you'd have to read a paragraph out of a textbook.
Right.
And to try it, so like try and keep everyone engaged and so you knew where everyone was. And because I'm...
Oh, so like you never knew who was going to get picked next,
yeah,
so you had
so you
to read
to pay
along.
Attention, yeah.
Right, got you.
Right. And even though we were teenagers, we should have known better. And it was like a sixth form, we should have like been caring about our education. Anyway.
Education.
I can project my voice quite well, I think you'll agree.
Yes.
And I'm a bit of a loud mouth and, you know, I can read. Well done, me. So, I used to read a lot. And I used to sit next to a guy, right, in geography. And he used to have to try and put each other off from reading, right? You didn't have to. Obviously, the teacher didn't encourage it, but like the class did. And he used to touch my leg. I'm touching Tony's leg now. He used to like squeeze my leg like that, try and put me off reading. Like, haha, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did it to him, like, he didn't flinch. I'm sure I've mentioned this on the podcast before, right? He never used to flinch.
You've never told me this before.
But, right, so later.
I mean, I read your Twitter the other day, so I already know how this ends, but yeah.
But I found out later on in life that. Not later on in life, but I found out he was gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, but I understood why he liked me stroking his leg.
Oh,
but
right.
Now I found out he's a pilot.
Right.
Right, a proper, like, pilot in the sky, like a good one and that. And I've seen, like, pictures of him on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, if anyone wants to follow me, Counterfeit Crooked. Oh, yeah, plug it. So I seen him on there, and he's got, like, the proper, you know, the things on his shoulders. What are them ones?
Lapels.
No, he wasn't wearing a cool jacket. I mean, like them, like, you know, to show that he's a pilot.
Stripes.
Yeah, the striped ones. He was wearing them and everything. And then I thought
chevrons.
No, I don't think they're chevrons. But then I thought
normally chevron shaved down. They're little arrows.
Whatever they are, you know what I mean.
Pilot's badge.
He's got loads of them ones, right?
Right. Yeah.
But do you reckon, like, if his co-pilot's like trying to take off our land, he touches his leg, tries to put him off.
Oh, maybe.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
That is. You know what? That is titting about where there should be no titting about.
Exactly. And if he did that in geography,
then what's he going
to
do?
He's not doing it in his like day-to-day life now.
Yeah.
You know, with people on board, that's dangerous, isn't it?
I mean, or he could have grown up in the last 12 years. Unlike
12,
we have.
Was it 12? Oh, shit, yeah. Nearly 12 years.
Yeah.
God, that makes me feel old. But yeah, so...
Welcome to my world, sunshine.
I found that out. And then that got me onto the topic of, you know, like now, me and you are in jobs, but unlike this podcast, like we shouldn't really do it because we're not competent enough.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's people in like doctors who are just blagging it?
There must be. Because I know, like, day to day, I blag the shit out of life.
Yeah.
Like, I rarely actually know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I found out the other day that I'm in loads of credit with my electricity
you
company.
The other day that raisins are just grapes shriveled up.
Are they?
Yeah.
That is well bizarre.
Go on.
Yeah. No, I'm in a load of credit with my energy company.
Oh, okay. You've been paying it?
Yeah. So now they owe me money, and I still can't work out how that works.
Well, you know what they will? They won't give you back, though. They'll just say, we'll eat into it.
Yeah.
Your bills.
That's fine, as long as I pay less.
So, yeah, but I'm thinking what could be a bad job that someone does, and they just blag it. Do you mind not fidgeting?
Gardener.
No, but that's okay because you cut a few of the wrong plants, they'll grow back. But like, if you're like, because sometimes in doctor surgeries, they cut off the wrong hand.
Yeah. That happens. Or leave a pocket watch in the heart cavity.
I think that's Operation, mate.
Oh, is that? Right. Yeah.
Like the buzzer game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought
that Does he have a light bulb for a nose?
Yeah, but I thought that was true to life.
I don't know. What else would be bad to black as a job?
Barman.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want to be pissing people off, pouring the wrong pints, do you?
I don't think you're really taking this subject.
No, it could be because if you're a bad barman and like people come in and like you actually speak to them and shit.
Yeah.
You know, you want a barman who just serves you drinks, not ask stupid questions like, how are you today?
A pint of Guinness, please, and then he pours you a Cronenberg, and then it's a Copperberg then. You'd be like, I didn't ask for that. You go, oh, sorry, mate. Ed's gone. Fuck. And you're like, shit, which one's a Guinness? It says Guinness on it. But if it's like a woman's like tit job or something, you don't know what you're doing. Like you cut through.
And you accidentally do balloon animals.
No, like you cut through her areola or something and then you ballsed it up or whatever. It's worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Than a barman that you've just said. Or a gardener. What made you think of a gardener? Plants grow back.
Well, yeah, but it's still quite important to some people, isn't it? How nice the garden
Unless,
grows.
Unless like you dug into like the cabling or something.
Exactly, see. And then you'd be electrocutioned.
Would you?
Yeah.
Cool. I think that's it for this week's episode.
Yeah, well, it's been good. Hopefully it'll sound better than normal. And hopefully it will. We'll get more listeners. Imagine if we suddenly got loads of listeners because we didn't sound shite.
Hopefully it will sound super sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from when Johnny does that. So, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at GetFatCast. You can follow us individually on Twitter as well, right? I'm at CounterfeitCrookie. Johnny is at Johnny_BoxFile.
I'm actually an underscore in there. I never use it.
There something. So you'll see him on mine anyway if you follow me on mine.
I don't really tweet much. I think this is James trying to split up with me.
And he's got dreadlocks.
Who was?
You have. On your
I'm just wearing a hairband and I've got long hair.
Oh, was it not dreadlocks?
No, just long hair.
Oh, I thought it was dreadlocks. You can get us on.
You can email us getfatcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. And we're still going to do a video of getting rid of Johnny's trainers. Have they got rid of Morris?
No, not yet.
Going to get rid of Johnny's trainers somehow.
Yeah.
Going to give them, because they're a disgrace. What are you wearing today, Johnny?
Oh, they're on his fucking feet. Oh, there we go. He's trying to hide it.
Yeah.
I heard him squirm them under the table.
Yeah, to be fair, I put my...
Why are you getting rid of them?
No, I was... there's a reason these are on my feet, and that I went out wearing smart shoes, and I put my trainers in the boot. And then I forgot my trainers in the boot.
Right.
So I just had these on instead. Does that make sense?
I suppose so.
Basically, I was wearing smart shoes the other day. I put my new trainers in the boot in case I needed to train into smart trainers at any point. Turns out I didn't, so my smart trainers are still in the boot. When I went out to get you today, I needed to put some shoes on, so I ended up putting on my old knackered trainers as opposed to a pair of dress shoes with combat.
It didn't have to make sense. None of this has made sense.
No, right.
So it didn't have to make sense.
Sorry.
You have to justify your actions.
No. Feel judged now.
I mean, I think it would be fun if we burnt them trainers while you were wearing them.
I'm sure you would.
There's like a thing that... And don't do this at home, kids, by the way. A new thing that kids are doing. Setting the crotch on fire and your mates have got to stamp it out.
Right, I mean, that's literally because, never going to happen, mate.
No, but what I mean is like... I know we're not going to do it, but I mean like... Because there's the element of fire. But then your mates are putting it out. But they're kicking you in the bollocks.
I mean, that's surely just going to lead to some very serious long-term medical health implications.
Absolutely. That's why I'm saying don't do it at home, kids. I'm just saying there's stupid people out there who do it.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, there are stupid people out there who do it.
I watched a video of a man put a mousetrap on his tongue. No particular reason. No one told him to do it.
I once saw a video of a man and he's bent over, right?
Oh, here we go.
But we'll end on this one, right? The man bent over, right, naked, arse exposed.
Yeah, what was this?
And there's a girl, I can't remember where it was. It was at one of them compilation videos. So he's bent over, arse fully exposed, right? And this woman gets, you know, conkers, but when they're still in the green and the spikes on, she's got them in a catapult,
right?
Firing them at him, and then basically she gets a bullseye.
Right, does it go right in or?
Like half in, like just stick to the middle.
Half in. He's a very positive person. It's half full.
Yeah. Is the conker half in or half out?
We will define if you're a positive person. Okay, well, hopefully the sound quality is much better on this and you will hear us rattling around. Yeah, if you got any suggestions for topics, please let us know. We do try and, you know, have a chat with people online and stuff.
Yeah, so say hello. So, don't be a stranger.
Don't be a stranger. Stranger danger. And give us a review on iTunes.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.